May not be a shouting, running spirit, but I felt a spirit here. You know, the Bible says it'll come like a small, still voice, or it'll come like a mighty rushing wind. I've always said, I don't care how he comes, just so he comes. Amen. We're glad you came out tonight and for a few minutes here tonight. And him Aller just morning about had me, and they really about got me tonight. But I ain't making excuses. I'll do what I can with the help of the Lord, and that's the best I can do. That's all I'm required to do. But if you have your Bible tonight, look with me in Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. And when they're singing these songs here, I thought about that. That one that Madison sung, that last song. What was the name of that, Madison? That last song you sung. Not the last and the next of the last. Mercy Walked In. And she started singing that song when somebody requested, Tracy or somebody requested that. And I thought, well, that just goes right along with God's Word tonight and what we were going to talk about for a few minutes. One thing is God's mercy. So if you have your Bible, Ephesians chapter 2, and I'm going to begin reading here along about, I think I'm going to read about, start there about four, for the fourth verse, and read this. And so listen what it's saying. And it said, but God, who is rich in mercy, let me believe that.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
For his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. So by grace we're saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk or live in them. Heavenly Father, we thank you for these beautiful songs tonight, Lord. We thank you for those that's come out this way tonight, God, to be part of this service and to be registered here tonight. Father, we thank you for the reading of your word, and we thank you for your great mercy here tonight. And Father, I just pray tonight as we've looked and read together your word, I pray that the Holy Ghost will come and just minister to each and every one of us here tonight. Father, I pray tonight if there's any that's bound, I pray that you'll unbind them tonight. I pray, Father, if there's one here tonight that something or someone may be standing in their way, I pray tonight, God, you will remove it that they may God receive what you have for us tonight. Father, I just thank you, Lord, tonight for my health, such as it is. I thank you, Lord, tonight that I'm still able to stand and share your word, God, with your people tonight that we love and adore tonight. So, Father, we're here tonight, and we've come, Lord, not only to receive a blessing, but be a blessing. And we know, God, that you will do both if we'll only allow you to. And, Father, we thank you for these great blessings in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, amen.
Amen.
You know, a lot of people tonight has never come to fully understand God's full grace tonight.
Yes, sir.
You know, you hear people sometimes say, well, you know, we are saved by faith. But you know, the Bible does not say that we're saved by faith. The Bible says that we're saved by grace and we walk by faith.
Amen. Come on, brother.
And so we received, in verse 8, the Bible says that we received this grace, not of our works, lest any of us should boast. There's people today that really feel like the Pharisees. They think that they are going to get there on their works. How many believe that tonight? We're not going to get there on our works alone, because we're not saved by our works alone. I remember reading in the Bible where Paul was talking, and he said, "You show me your faith without works." And he said, "When you show me your faith, what you can do without works," he said, "then I'll show you my faith, what I can do by God's work." So see, there's a big difference there. Faith, grace, faith, and works all combined in one is going to work together for the glory of God.
Yeah.
But there's no works involved on your part and my part when we get saved. Because the Bible said we are saved by grace. Amen?
Amen.
Let me read you here just something in chapter 2 and verse 8. It said, "The grace of God is the expression of His goodness toward the undeserving." That was you and I, amen? Grace means unmerited favor and can be expressed by the characteristic God's riches at Christ's expense. This grace is of our salvation. Illustration: in salvation, men who deserves hell, they obtain heaven. Amen?
Amen.
So you see there, we tonight, it's all to me about grace this morning. Grace is the beginning of our salvation. Without grace, you and I are not saved tonight. Amen. Thank God for His grace. And it did not cost you and I anything, but it cost His Son, Ricky, everything. And so what it said, we received God's grace. Amen. We received it at the expense of God's Son, Jesus Christ, where He took His life. Amen. Let me rephrase that. It wasn't that He took His life. It was that He was willing to give His life that you and I might have this grace and might have salvation tonight.
Amen.
So He said, verse 4, He said, "But God, who is rich in mercy for His great love, wherewith He loved us." Now, I cannot explain to you tonight in words just how much that God loved me. I can't explain tonight in words just how great a love that He loved all of us with. It is unexplainable. Amen?
Amen.
Why or how God could love us so much to give us His Son to die in our place, to die for our sins, to die for us when we really all deserved this death. Amen. You see, we all had a sin debt. We owed a sin debt, Marty. And you and I, we had nothing to pay it with. We could not pay the debt that had call for forgiveness. You see, the Bible says that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Amen. You may have shed your blood. I may have shed my blood. We all may have shed our blood, but that wouldn't have got us anywhere. It took a perfect sacrifice. It took a perfect lamb. It took the Lamb of God. Amen. It took the very best that God had to offer for you and I. We were not worth it, amen, really, when you think about it. We were not worthy of what Jesus had to go through with, you wouldn't have done it. I wouldn't have done it. You wouldn't have given your son. I wouldn't have given my son to die for all the sinners in the world. But because God's grace is so great, grace is simply an unmerited love. Amen. It's an undying love. It's a love that will carry us through any storm, Connie, that we go through. Amen. It's unmerited. We cannot put a price on this love. We cannot put a price on our salvation tonight. We can't get there, Brother Larry, by our works. We can't get there tonight. Just because I preach this gospel, that don't mean that it's going to get me to heaven. It means that by grace I'm going to get there. And by my works, after I've received God's grace, then the faith comes in, and then works comes in. Amen. That's why Paul said, show me your faith without works, I'll show you my faith with my works tonight. I've never seen the Lord Jesus Christ. We're saved by grace. We walk by faith. It's that simple. And if we've saved by grace and we're walking by faith and living by faith, then our works is going to come forth. Amen. So it takes all three of them to get us to heaven. Now I could say I've got a lot of faith, Mark, but if I hadn't put my faith to work and got up out of that recliner and got my automobile and drove over here, my faith wouldn't have been too much. Amen. It wouldn't have amounted to much. But see, I had faith. And when I got here, my works began. When we come into God's house, our works begin. Thanks be unto God because of grace tonight. That's why Paul said, let us be working together for the glory of God. And working means you've got to have some works to go with your salvation. If you don't have any works with it, with your salvation, then you don't have any salvation. That's the word of God tonight, church. Is this right? Even when we were dead in sins, in other words, when we was still in these mortal bodies, amen, we were considered to be dead. We were dead. We had no hope in eternal life. We were just like the walking dead you see on TV. But it said, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. Now stop and look at that a minute. Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together. Now I can go back over there, if you allow me to, over here in John 3:16, and let me read you something here, if I can find my glasses. You all probably know all about this, but in chapter 3, now remember what we was talking about there, about being alive. And so the Bible said that there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, and the Bible says he's a ruler of the Jews. He was a Sanhedrin. He was uppity up, amen, in the Pharisee religion. But the Bible said this same man came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, which means master or teacher, we know that thou art teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Amen. So see, we say, but listen here. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Nicodemus, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now hold on. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? That was sort of a silly question, wasn't it? Can a man when he's old enter into his mother's womb and be born again? But now hold on a minute. And Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, I read that verse 6, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit, all right? Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. See, you knew Nicodemus, he did not understand a natural birth. So how was he going to understand a spiritual birth? I'm not talking about some poor dummy. I'm talking about a leader of the Sanhedrin religion, of the Pharisees here, educated, rich, smart, but he wasn't smart enough. Thanks be unto God. It don't take a very smart person to receive, amen, Jesus Christ tonight. All it takes tonight is accepting God's grace and believing in him and living by faith tonight. That's all it takes tonight. But Nicodemus, he didn't understand it. He said that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. What he was saying here, marvel not that ye that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and where it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Now this natural birth here that Nicodemus had in mind, when Jesus said, you got to be the natural birth, comes through the water, amen. What was it? Through the water of the flesh. That is a fleshly birth. That is our birth. You know, we was born of the mortal body here. Amen. So, but here, God said, but let's get back over here. He said there, he said, even when we were dead in sins, had quickened us. So when we in these mortal bodies are born, and let me say this, Jesus went ahead, and Nicodemus, he said, I don't understand. And God said, well, Nicodemus, he said, you can see and understand. He said, think about it. He said, the wind bloweth where it wanted to. The wind comes. We don't know where it comes from. You don't know where it goes. We can't see the wind, but we know it's a wind. How do we know? Because we see the evidence of it. You may not see the Holy Ghost, but I'm going to tell you, you stay around me long enough, and you're going to see the evidence of it. Give God a hand of praise tonight. I believe in the Holy Ghost tonight. And he said, even when we were sins, had quickened us. In other words, quickened us means that we had a spiritual birth. And when we had a spiritual birth, we become alive. Amen. We become alive. Come alive. And the Bible said, with Christ. So he said here in verse 5, so if anybody ever tries to tell you any different, you're saved by faith or by works. Just say, let's look at Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 5. Even when we were dead in sins, that quickened us together with Christ. For by grace we are what?
Saved.
For by grace we are saved by God's unmerited love. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So in Christ Jesus, when we have accepted him by grace, and these heavenly places he's talking about is right where we're at right now. And that is having fellowship with Jesus Christ, our Lord tonight. Amen. Yeah. I didn't come just to have fellowship with you people. I come to have fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I come, amen, because I want a blessing. Amen. I want my tank filled up. I want my tank running over. Thank God. Old Pick used to sing a song. I'm drinking from a saucer because my cup has overflown. I'm about to explode right now. I didn't think I could get out of cheer a while ago. But see, I've become alive. Amen. A spiritual life. I'm going to tell you, you sit down on God and you won't have much of a spiritual life. God is wanting to bless his people today. Amen. He's wanting to see his people move closer and closer and closer. And we read a Sunday school lesson this morning. The more we pray, the closer we get to God. And the closer we get to God, the more we're going to learn and the more we're going to mature. It's coming to church and and worshiping the Lord together and reading and studying and praying. I'm telling you, friends, we can get as close to God as we want to get to. That's something nobody cannot stop us from doing. Some people act like they don't want to get no closer than what they are. I want all that he's got for me. Amen. So he's raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly place in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. See, this is a continuing grace. It's a maturing grace. Oh, we get saved by grace. But then when we want to, if we want it, it's free. You ain't going to get it unless you ask for it. Amen? Why? Because the Bible said down there in verse 5, it is the gift of God. It is the gift of God. Somebody say, well, what makes you act strange sometimes? What makes you act like you do sometimes? It ain't me. It ain't me. It's the one that's in me. It's the one that's in me. I'm going to tell you, Cheryl, when I get around somebody that preaches the Word of God under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, I get around a spiritual bunch of singers, I'm going to tell you, there's something inside of me, just like, of course, you young people, y'all don't remember them, churns that we used to churn milk with. Sis, you remember them? We used to milk, make our own buttermilk. And man, I tell you what, you get to churning it, you know, and churning it, and you're churning it. And I'm telling you what, the more you churn, the more butter you got. And I'm going to tell you what, that's just the way I am. The more that I get, the more I want. And I get around spiritual people that love the Lord. It don't take a lot, Larry, to fire me up. I don't have to work up an emotion. All somebody's got to do is start talking about Jesus. And I start bawling inside. I get bawling inside when the sweat gets to flying, and I still feel my shirt sticking to me. I know I'm doing some good. I know that the way the Lord is wanting to go. I had no clue. I had company about all evening. I didn't read. And after he left there late this afternoon, my wife fixed me a little bite of supper. And I said, I got to find something to read. I went in there and I opened it up, and there it was. I said, God, is this it? He said, that's it, boy. I said, Lord, I don't have time to study much. Got you back. See, that's what the Holy Ghost will do. It's got you back tonight. Amen. All you got to do is just trust in the Lord. All you got to do, he said, just call upon me. All you got to do, he said, just follow me. I'm a following the one that knows the way tonight. Hallelujah. He said, in ages to come, he might show exceeding riches in his grace, in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Man, see, it just wasn't that he gave us his grace. It was his continuing grace. I like continuing. Hey, man, I like something that's good. I don't like to run out of it. Hey, man, let me tell you, church, if you run out of it, it's your fault. It's not God's fault. Don't blame God. Don't blame Christ. And don't blame this preacher. I don't tell you how to act. I don't tell you what to say. All I can do is tell you you need to mind the Lord. And if you mind the Lord and quit shivering back and letting Satan put a lock on you, if you come unglued every once in a while, you'll know what I'm talking about. Glory! You'll know what I'm talking about. You won't care if people make fun of you. I can care less, Jerry, if people make fun of me. I care less. I'm not living their feelings. I'm living my feelings. Amen. I'm living my feelings. I'm living my life. And my life is Christ. My life is Christ tonight. Amen. It said, for by grace are ye saved. Now here we go, through faith. Through faith. and that not of yourself. You had not one thing to do with this. You didn't have nothing to do with it. Did you? Did you save yourself? No, you didn't have nothing to do with it. Did you buy it somewhere? Why? Because it's not for sale. It's not for sale. And if it was for sale, it'd be so high that I couldn't afford it. The feeling that, whoo, the feelings I get sometimes, honey, I couldn't afford it. Amen. There ain't a doctor down here can give me a shot to make me feel like I feel right now. There ain't a drug addict out there in old world got a pill made that will make me feel as good and as high as I am right now. The only difference in it, these doctors give you a shot to pep you up, put you to sleep, but when you wake up, you feel worse than you did before you went to sleep. You pop one of them pills or something, you know, and it might get you on a high for a little while out of your mind. You really don't know where you're high or not, where it feels good or not. Amen. But I know how I feel tonight. And I know how I feel. I feel good tonight. I feel like dancing tonight. I feel like shouting tonight. I feel like praising tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. Glory to God. For by grace are you saved through faith and not of yourself. It is a gift of God, not a work, lest any man should boast or brag about it. Could you imagine if man had it? And you bought it. Could you imagine if coming in here and you doing a little work, you could receive it? Boy, wouldn't we brag and boast about it? That ain't the way it is. Ain't the way it is. Because it's not for sale. Not for sale. I've done been bought and paid for. Amen. I'm just waiting around. Just waiting around. But I'll tell you one thing, Sister Cheryl. While I'm waiting for the coming of the Lord to come and get me, I'm going to enjoy what He give me. Amen. Connie, things ride out your storm. Connie, I've been through more storms and I've been through some terrible storms. Sometimes I still go through storms. But I'm going to tell you, sis, that last part of it, just hang on because morning is coming. Amen. Just hang on. There's never been a storm without a warning. And there's never been a storm that's lasted forever. Amen. I got to tell you, we just need to hold on to God's unchanging hand. You know, sometimes we fight battles that we really don't have to fight. Why? Simply because we let the devil tell us this and let the devil tell us that. Amen. We need to get out of that stage. Amen. We need to quit listening to him. You know why? Because the Bible says that the Holy Ghost, it lives in us, gives us the power to rebuke the storm, rebuke anything that's a hindrance to our Christian life. Jesus loves you tonight, church. Do you understand tonight that Jesus loves you tonight, and he's not going to let anything happen to you tonight. Why? Because you are a child of God tonight. Amen. He is going to fight your battles for you. Jeanetta used to sing, why she don't sing anymore? The battle's not mine, said little David. I give it to you. Amen. Sometimes, honey, storms comes up against me. You have no clue unless you've been a pastor. They come up against you. But I'm learning. Sometimes I let one of these storms get to me a little bit, and then I've got to repent of them. But let me tell you, when this storm passes, if I'll just hold on, and I'm learning, if I just hold on, the morning is coming. Amen, and everything's going to be all right. Amen, it's going to be all right. Girl sung a song, I believe, this morning. I'm a winner either way or something like that, you know. I am. If I still live here, Ricky, 150 years old, man, I'm going to be a winner. If the Lord comes after me tonight, I'm still going to be a winner. Amen. I'm just waiting around. The old Bible says we're just pilgrims and strangers. We're just sojourners here. This home is not, this old world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. You say, well, preacher, you're going to miss us when you leave? I probably will a little bit. Amen. You probably won't miss me, but I'll miss you. But I'll be waiting on the other side. Amen. And I expect to see every one of you there. As Paul said, I hope my preaching has not been in vain all these years. Amen. To pretty much the same people, many of you are. And I hope you have learned something. And I hope you will carry on. Amen. Long after I'm gone. And I know you will if you put your trust in the Lord. For by grace are you saved through faith and not of that. Now, we've got to have faith. Don't misunderstand me. We've got to have faith for this to work. Got to. Because Paul said, show me your faith without works. I'll show you my faith with works. Now, if we didn't have to have works with faith, Paul wouldn't have said that. You know, I read in the Bible, Rick. I read over there in the Bible where God was walking with the disciples. He was walking with the disciples and he said, he looked and he pointed and he said, if ye have only got the faith of a grain of mustard seed. How big is a mustard seed? The Bible says it's the least seed of all seeds. Just a tiny little. Did you ever see a mustard seed? I plane them sometimes, you know, and I think they're so little and all. I think, well, I ain't got too many on there for mustard. I love them mustard greens. I do. I love them. Y'all may not, but I love them. And I thought I'd throw that in for nothing. And you get a handful, you know, and you scratch me. Well, man, I ain't got nothing on there. And me, I want to make sure I've got enough, and I'll go back over them again. And then when they come up, they're little old splendly things, a leaf about that long, and I've got them so close they're smothering one another to death.
Yeah.
Amen? But that's how much faith, Jesus said. If you've got the faith as a grain of mustard seed, Sandra, you can say to that mountain over there, be thou cast into the sea, and what happens?
It's got to go in the sea.
It's going in the sea.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I understand what he's saying here, but I also understand that he's not only talking about a mountain like we see around Smoky Mountain or something like that. I'm not saying he couldn't do that because he could.
Oh, yeah.
But I believe he was really talking about these mountains that we face every day.
Oh, yeah.
These spiritual mountains. Anybody ever have a spiritual mountain?
Oh, yeah. Be able to climb, bro.
Sometimes I've been in them. I've been in front of them spiritual mountains, and man, they just grow and grow and grow. I've been in these spiritual mountains so big you can't walk around them, you can't walk through them, and you can't climb them. I believe that's what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you don't have to move it. You just put your faith in me, and I'll move it for you.
Amen.
Amen. See, that's how much Jesus loves us tonight.
Oh, yeah.
He's the one sends the storms a lot of times.
Oh, yeah, man.
He's the one sends a storm to test our faith.
Yeah.
And we just need to remember that he's in every storm.
Oh, yeah.
And we need to remember, as Connie's saying, we just need to ride out these storms.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people just give up over the years. Do you know that?
Oh,
give up. What happens when you give up?
Yeah.
You fall by the wayside. The mountain is still there.
Yep.
But you give up in trying to get over it, around it, or through it. But I'm glad tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad tonight for people that love the Lord.
Oh, yeah, brother.
I'm glad tonight that Jesus loved me, and I'm glad tonight that he loved you.
Oh, yeah.
We just need to remember we was bought with a price.
Oh, yeah.
It's not our works that's going to get us to heaven. You can work all you want to, but if you ain't received that grace, Jerry Burton, and you're not walking with that faith, you don't have nothing.
That's
your
right.
Work, no. Your works ain't worth 15 cents.
That's right, bro.
It won't get nothing done. But with your faith and your love in Jesus Christ, I'm going to tell you the battles are going to come, church. I can just tell you that. They always have come and they always will. But through your faith, through my faith, and by God's grace, one of these days we keep plowing.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to make it home. this journey is going to be over. And the Bible said when it's over, we're going to rest from our labor. Going to rest from our labor. Does anybody love Jesus tonight? How much do you love Him tonight? If you love Him tonight, give Him a hand of praise tonight. I'm going to have to go home. I got to go to a heart doctor tomorrow. I know these are problems. It blows their mind sometimes. Sometimes the heart will skip twice and beat once. You know what happened to MEKGs when it does that? Just goes crazy. There's a doctor down here in Columbia one time. He didn't know that. He gave me an EKG and he gave me another and he gave me another. And by that time, that man was a nervous wreck. He said, God, are you all right? I said, I feel fine. He said, you can't feel fine. I said, I guess I know how I feel. I feel good. He said, I don't know how. He said, you're fixing to have a heart attack. I said, I don't feel like it. I ain't never had one. I don't know how you feel, but I don't feel like it. I don't feel no different. He said, well, we're going to get you to a cardiologist up in Somerset. And he did. Come in and check me over. He said, he'd listen, then he'd quit, and then he'd listen, he'd talk. Young doctor up there, young cardiologist, he's a good one. And I can talk to him about Jesus, and he talked to me about Jesus. Put me up on a table in about 30 minutes, examined me, listened. His brother, he said, I know. First time I ever seen him. He said, I think I know that I'm hearing what that EKG was showing them. I said, what are you talking about, Doc? He said, well, what I'm talking about, he said, the reason I've been listening to you, he said, not all the time, but a lot of times it'll take spells and it'll beat twice and it'll skip one. It'll beat twice, skip one. I said, is that right? And he said, yes, well, I don't know it. He said, well, he said, a lot of people have got an irregular heart. He said, your heart's strong. But he said, every time, he said, it skipped a beat, he said, that EKG was going crazy. Of course, I guess it would if your heart didn't beat when it's supposed to. They gave me a heart catheterization. I asked for one to see if I had any blockage. That doctor said, keep on doing what you're doing. He said, you ain't got no blockage. Well, I'm going to go home. I'm going to drink me about a gallon of water, and I'm going to lay down and rest a while so my heart may not be running about 1,000 miles an hour like it is here right now. Oh, don't worry. If it goes, it goes. I'll be all right. Somebody going to sing us a song tonight of invitation. You going to sing one? Stand with us tonight. You need to pray, you need prayer. We'll be glad to pray for you, with you. Whatever you need tonight. You just want to come talk to Jesus tonight.
Of strength when I am